Chapter 14, Mealtime with the Interpreter. Is it good that he should search you out? Job 13, verse 9. Mealtime. Supper was ready, and the table was set. It was time to eat. When they sat at the table, one of them led in prayer. He thanked the Lord for everything he was willing to provide. Then they ate from the delicious meal. The interpreter also made sure there was music during supper time. He always provided music when people lodged with him. There were people who played on beautiful instruments. There also was someone who sang. Just listen to his beautiful voice. The Lord is only my support, and he that doth me feed. How can I then want anything whereof I stand in need? Christiana told. When the singer and the musicians were silent again, the interpreter kindly looked at Christiana. Are you willing to tell us why you went on this journey? I certainly will, Christiana answered. She thought for a moment and began her story. After my husband passed away, I still had to think of him much. I often cried because of sorrow, but that sorrow does not bring you on the way to Zion. Something else is needed for that, and when that happens, you also receive different tears. Later, I thought about my husband's journey, what troubles he had. I suddenly had to think of how I treated him, how nasty and rude I had acted towards him. Now I felt how wrong I was. That guilt pinched my heart so badly that I could have died from it. But that did not happen, for I had a dream in which I saw how my husband was doing now. I also received a letter from the king of the country where Christian lives now. Because of that dream and that letter, I also began this journey, and that is how I came here. But, the interpreter wanted to know, was there no one who wanted to hold you back? Oh, yes, Christiana said. My neighbor, Mrs. Timorous, for example. She is related to Mr. Timorous. That was the man who wanted to make Christian afraid of the lions on the way. He hoped that my husband would have gone back. Mrs. Timorous was exactly the same. How can you ever begin such a hopeless journey? She asked. She called me foolish and tried everything to hold me back. Do you not know how difficult and dangerous it will be? You will never be able to bear it. Just look at your husband. You saw how difficult it was for him on the way, didn't you? Well, that neighbor lady certainly did not want you to go on a journey, the interpreter said. No, Christiana answered, but my dream actually made me even more afraid. Please tell me about it. I dreamed about two evil men. They wanted to hold me back from my journey and talked about it with each other. At times I suddenly have to think of that dream again. Then I am afraid of everyone I meet, and I think everyone wants to turn me out of the way. I was silent for a moment. Then Christiana related, then I may as well tell you what happened to us in the way, even though I would not like for everyone to know this. It happened between this house and the gate. Interpreter looked to the side at the way. Christiana continued, both of us were attacked so very fiercely that we loudly cried, murder. Well, those two men who approached us looked exactly like the ones in my dream. The interpreter understood that it was not easy. Yet he was glad too, for now he realized that Christiana was on the right way. Woman, your beginning is good, but your end will be much better. just like Ruth. Then the interpreter nodded at Mercy. And you? What made you go on a journey? Can you tell us why you came to this place, dear girl? Mercy immediately blushed and said nothing for a while. Be not afraid, the interpreter urged. Only believe and feel free to tell us what is in your heart. Hesitatingly, Mercy began to speak. Surely, sir, I know so little yet. I experienced so little in my heart that I prefer to say nothing. Therefore, I am afraid I will come short at the end of my journey. I cannot tell you of things which I saw and dreamed, like my friend Christiana. She can tell you very much. I cannot. She experiences sorrow because she did not listen to her husband. I did not experience anything like that. But, the interpreter said, you still went on the journey. What made you go then? Well, Mercy related, this is what happened. When our friend was getting ready to leave the city, I came there together with another woman. We wanted to visit her. We knocked at the door and went in. There we saw that she was ready to leave. What are you going to do? We asked. She told us that she received a message to go to her husband. She stood up and told us that she saw him in a dream, that he was living in a beautiful place where no one will ever die, that he was wearing a crown and played the harp. She also said that he ate at his king's table and that he sang songs of praise for him because he brought him to that place. Well, when I heard all this, something began to burn in my heart. If that were true, I thought, then I want to go with Christiana, if that was allowed. Then I am willing to leave my father, my mother, and my native country. I asked her if I could go with her, for I saw that I could no longer live in our city. There I would perish. And she agreed. Yet I could not be happy, not because I did not want to go, but because so many people remained in the city. I had to leave my family and friends behind. That is something to be sad about. But still, I do want to go along with her now, until the very end. If you agree with it too, Mr. Interpreter, I want to go along to her husband and to his king. The interpreter nodded kindly. You left the city in a right way, for you trusted the truth. You are exactly like Ruth. She also left her father, her mother, and her native country. She went to a people which she did not know before, and she did that out of love for Naomi and for the Lord her God. I hope that the Lord will reward your work, just like with Ruth. Yes, I hope that he will grant you everything. You have come under his wings to take refuge there. After supper, they prepared themselves to go to bed. The women received a separate bedroom, and the boys could all sleep together. After a little while, it became quiet. Everyone was going to sleep, except for Mercy. She could not sleep for joy. She was very joyful, for all her doubts were gone. She had always been so afraid that it would not end well with her, but that was taken away now. She just lay there, praising and thanking God for his great favor. Explanation. The women and children could have a meal with the other people in the house. How nice this was. But they were also a bit nervous. It was especially difficult for Mercy, for the interpreter began to ask how they came on the right way. Christiana could tell this, But Mercy did not have a nice story. Would she be allowed to continue her journey? Would they agree with what she would tell? Do you know what Mercy did have? True love to God and to his children. And that is something from the Lord. The interpreter noticed that. That is why he was so kind. Also today, there are children and older ones who know something of that true love. They actually miss everything, and still they cannot live without the Lord anymore. And if you ask how they were converted, they do not dare to say too much. How great it is then when room comes in the heart and home of God's children. The wonder was so great for Mercy that she could not sleep. Mercy could not tell much, but what she possessed was true.